present I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the antidote to panel games, with Colin Sell at the piano. Your chairman is Humphrey Littleton.
Hello. Hello and welcome to I'm Sorry I Haven't a Clue, the programme that does for comedy what John Hansen has done for punk rock. Now, on to today's competitors. Firstly, Tim Brooke-Taylor and Willie Rushton on my right. On my left, Graham Garden and Barry Cryer. And finally, will you welcome the only person I know who can do synchronized swimming on her own, our scorer, Samantha. The first round is called crossbreeding. I'll ask our four team members to put on their white lab coats and take on the mantle of generic scientists in an aim to create some new hybrid creatures. We'll start with you, Willie Rushton.
If you cross Alexis Sale with a great white whale, you get Moby Alexis, which is incurable. And it means your beaches are stiff with stranded comedians and alternative leviathans.
Graham.
Yeah, if you crossed Adolf Hitler with a My Little Pony, you'd get something small and pink with blue hair that invades Poland.
Mrs. Thatcher did it. Hey.
She's privatized solidarity.
Tim.
We're generic scientists, remember.
Thank you, Barry. If the children would avert their ears, the unlikely coupling of Anne Diamond and Esther Ranson to produce something that can cut glass with its teeth.
Pam Barry.
If you cross a jockstrap with a ballet dancer, you get a bowel masque. Or you cross a scolding with a larder, you get nowhere. Oh, sorry.
Willie, any more?
Now, if you cross John Selwyn Gummer with Lady Rothermere, you get bubble gum. And if you cross him with Anne Robinson, you get cow gum.
Hurry on to you, Graham.
If you tried crossing Robert Maxwell with a hot air balloon, it'd take you about a week.
If you were to cross Charles Aznavour and Linda Lovelace, you'd get a frog in the throat.
Cross Ian Botham and you get a headlock.
Any more?
No.
Right. Right, we've just got time before the next round for me to inform the teams of the ball at the end of the programme, to which they will have to make announcements. This week I'll be asking for late arrivals at the Gardener's Ball. The Gardener's Ball? The next round is called, it says here, Ad Lib Poem. I shall give our team of talented poets the first line, and they'll continue to a fabulous climax. When I think they've reached that conclusion, I shall press my buzzer, which goes. Graham Garden, you're going to start this one. I have a damp patch on my roof. Does anyone know a plumber?
I have a damp patch on my roof. Does anyone know a plumber? Because all that's keeping the water out is my pal, John Selwyn Gummer. He's sitting up there on my roof. Courageous little chap.
He won't be sitting there very long, because I've set a trap. A gummer trap, it's called, I vow, for catching gummers in.
Gummers in, eh?
You're right, Vince. I love July, best of all, because I know that summer's in. It's hot, yet breezy, all the while, as I lay upon the beach.
But let me get back to my drift, which has gone out of reach. John Selwyn sits up there alone for weeks and weeks and weeks. He doesn't speak, he doesn't moan. I said he hardly speaks. We take him cups of tea and buns and hamburgers, all greasy.
I sometimes talk to him in French. Who ate food, Jack? Just we see.
I think that was pretty good. Tim, I'm going to give you one now. I know you have difficulty with these ad-lib poems. I've made it as easy as I can for you. Here's your opening line. Di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, di-da-di-da-di-da.
Could you just repeat that? Di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, di-da-di-da-di-da. Di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da, di-da-di-da-di, ma. That is the name I give, I do, to my mother, pure and pale.
She is a lovely woman, but 3 years ago she was in jail. The story is an interesting one. It was all purely circumstantial. She went out for a meal with the Bonzo Band and their leader, Vivian Stanchel. Now Viv's a bit of a lad, he is. And they were in the cafe.
Run by an old sergeant major who grew up in the naffy. He, in fact, is father to our hero. Next door, Tim. Has explained a considerable amount of what is wrong with him. The fact he cannot speak at all, but goes da-dee-da-da.
Di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da-di-da.
Oh.
I do love a perfectly rounded work of art. Sit down, Sir Man. Now we go on to a musical round called Just a Minim. A team member must sing a song but can be interrupted at any time if he or she falls foul of repetition, hesitation, deviation, or repetition.
His lips gone.
Now these scripts are better than the actual show. The person who buzzes, or buzzes, as it said here, must take up the song if it's a fair challenge, and I shall decide that. Musical accompaniment is provided by Colin Sell and the Plastic Population. The song is He's Got the Whole World in His Hand. Barry Cryer, you start, please.
He's got the whole world in his hands. God possesses the entire planet. In his manual appendages, the ultimate being owns every bit of this orb, in his fingery kits. Jehovah's exclusively in control of Earth, in the things at the end of his arms. The Eternal Father's, oh, I can do, got the little tiny baby palmed. Numero uno in the Holy Trinity.
But at last we have a challenge from Tim Brooke Taylor.
Deviation from the tune.
I give lessons to tuning forks.
I'll allow that challenge. Will you continue, Tim?
Yahweh.
Old Testament.
You can't be serious.
Old Testament.
It isn't you, it's Tim who challenged.
Oh.
It sounded like you, will it?
I thought it was my turn. I don't care. You can have Yahweh.
Challenge from
Yahweh
Greg
just buzzed.
Deviation from Tim.
Yes, I'll accept that. Will you carry on, please?
Oh, right.
Piano, please.
He's got the minute, minuscule infant within his digits. You can repeat he's and got and thee, can't you?
No.
infinitesimally small, microscopic, tot, enclosed within his manual organs.
Challenge from Timbrook Taylor.
Deviation, repetition, and hesitation.
Which one do you prefer?
I prefer a bit of deviation.
Actually, there was a repetition of manual in there. We had manual before.
Oh. Oh, I see. You're taking it seriously.
Yes. Right.
So, Willie Rushton, will you continue, please?
You run a tight ship, Skipper.
Yahweh's...
Challenge from Grendon.
Repetition of
Didn't
Yahweh.
Use it. Didn't use it last time. It wasn't my turn.
Oh, right.
Jesus' father's...
Not your turn. Not your turn this time, either.
It is my turn. Is it not, Mr. Chairman, through the
Anybody's
chair?
Anybody's turn. If I say it's your turn, it's your turn. That's piano, right. Please. Give me a little piano.
Hesitation.
Graham.
It was your turn.
Challenge from...
That's how he noticed it. Hesitation.
Deviation.
That was Colin Sell, listeners. Oh, there's an applause, then.
But the game's still with you, Willie Rushton.
Oh, where are we?
Challenge there.
Incomprehension. He just doesn't know what's going on. He's in a world of his own.
Is it line eight?
Start with line eight. On
oh,
the,
right.
I don't care.
Right. The Holy Ghost's best friends got the entire globule in his gloves.
Challenge from Barry Cryer.
In his what?
Gloves.
Oh,
he's
gloves.
He's got gloves on now because he's changed key.
I
don't notice that. How else do you think he does it?
I'll accept that challenge. Carry on.
Oh, chorus.
All right, Barry.
Oh, where are we?
He's got you and me, brother, in his hands.
Thank you very much, Willie.
That's all right.
Repetition of where are we? Let's go on. Now we go on. Thank you. Now we go on to a round called Misleading Advice. In this round, I shall ask the team to provide some misleading advice for people first visiting this country. Who should we start with? Graham Garden.
Oh, pop in for a free eye test any time of day or night at number... at number 10 Downing Street.
Ladies, when in an Anglican church, please join in the sermon.
Go into any public house and shout, mine's a large Fatima Whitbread.
Japanese visitors, British Rail porters are always addressed as bastard.
Another one for Japanese visitors, just go into the lobby of Madame Two Swords and see how long it is before somebody comes up and says, no, come on, be fair, this is quite a good George Bush.
Treat the whole family to a day out at the American-style theme park at Greenham Common.
Make use of the phones in our open one-person public lavatories.
Any taxi with its light on will be only too pleased to take you anywhere, anytime.
Right. Now we have a round. Oh, I hate this round. This is a round called Tag Wrestling. In this one, I'm going to give each team the tagline to a story, and I shall then start one of you off telling a story to fit your punchline. When I feel like it, I'll press the buzzer, which sounds like this, and the other team have to take up that story but make it fit their punchline. Barry and Graham, your punchline coming up now is... So Norman St. John Stevens evaporated and Wendy went away.
He's Lord Fawsley of Thing, isn't he, now? Said the party bore.
Tim and Willie, your tagline is Reg became ice dance champion of Barbados and threw his cucumber away.
Ice what?
Okay, Barry and Graham, you've had longest to think about it, so now start your story, please.
All right. It was a blistering hot day on Brighton Beach as Wendy wandered along the sand, and Wendy wandered along the sand. When, who should she spot in the distance? Behind a sand dune, enjoying the hot rays of the sun, but Norman St. John Stevens.
Better known as Reg, the ice dancer. Tim was going to say the same, but I thought...
Ice dancing champion of Barbados.
Reg,
exactly. Know him well. And, in fact, she had bad eyesight because Reg was not at that particular spot. He was in Barbados where the annual World Ice Dance Championships were taking place. Ice championships and horticultural experts.
Being ice dance champion of Barbados doesn't cut much ice on the beach at Brighton as Wendy continued her chat with Norman St. John Fawsley Stevens. Trouser press. They were talking away and suddenly a wind blew up.
Very embarrassing.
Where to go next? Well, long way away. Through Norman St. John Stevens. Miles and miles away. I can do it at all. Reg, there he is, in Barbados, on his ice skates, quietly going round and round his vast auditorium, admiring the cucumber displays.
Some... Hesitation. Oh, sorry.
My word, he felt a tap on the shoulder, and a voice said, "All right, Reg, you are nicked." And that was the last anyone saw of Reg for some considerable time. Meanwhile, back at Brighton, the friendly breeze had blown something back from the sea, and what should it be but Norman St. John Stevens wafting gently into land at Wendy's feet. But...
He said, "It's extraordinary. You'll find it hard to believe. Do you remember when Reg was world ice skating champion? Another Reg came up at the ranks and became world ice skating champion. Ice skating champion, he'd do a triple sulco with cucumber. He'd do a backward flip without..."
Wendy buzzed and accused him of repetition. "Now look here," she said. "I want to continue my chat about constituency matters. I'm no longer in the House of Commons," said Norman St. John Stevens. "When...
I am now ice dance champion of Barbados." "And better known, if you don't mind messing my name around, just call me Reg." "And incidentally, I don't want this cucumber that you've pressed into my palm."
"Oh. I think it's a cucumber."
"In fact, never mention cucumbers in my presence again. Or my name's not Norman St. John Stevens." But the sun beating down was too much for the old Tory faithful, who collapsed in a heap, all his bodily fluids bubbling and boiling in the heat of the sun, at which point...
He made a very strange noise on his buzzer. Because he had died. What a shame. And I... Sorry, Norm. Anyway, Norman, as he would at his memorial service, made it especially clear that the vicar should read out this little statement. Reg became ice champion of Barbados. No.
Well, you really caught me out then, I must say. We're going to go on to a round I call complete speeches. I shall play the team the words of a famous person and ask them to finish off that speech. And let's wait and see what happens. Now, Willie Rushton, yes. Here for you is a speech to complete by Geoffrey Howe. Sir Geoffrey Howe, sorry.
"We never promised instant success, but our policies are bringing results."
"Arsenal 3. Arsenal 3.
Graham Garden, here's a speech for you to complete. It's by Mrs. Thatcher.
"I have seen no more moving sight in the last year
than the Russian icebreakers releasing Nigel Lawson."
Jim, here's your speech. It's by Prince Charles.
"What is proposed seems to me like a monstrous carbuncle on the face of a much loved and elegant friend."
"So take that hat off, Mother."
not my mother, you understand.
Barry Cryer, here for you. What a treat. Mrs. Thatcher again.
The National Health Service is safe with us.
But the rest of you can't have any.
Willie Rushton, your speech is by Michael Heseltine.
I spent a certain amount of time, as a matter of fact, wandering around St. James's Park, looking at the varieties there, which are very splendid.
Scots Guards, Coldstream Guards, Welsh Guards.
Graham, another one, by another bit of Michael Heseltine here.
That's not to say I don't do it occasionally, but...
but I don't go to St. James's Park as often as I used to.
Tim, your speechmaker is Arthur Scargill.
If this woman in number 10 wants a fight,
I'm going home.
And Barry, another one for you, Barry, from that woman in number 10.
I don't think there'll be a woman prime minister in my lifetime, as far as I can see.
Ted Heath is the nearest we're likely to get.
Another one. She had then, didn't she?
She
had a nice voice then.
Oh, yeah. I noticed that too.
Before the operation, that was.
Yeah. Willie Rushton, here's a speech. Willie Rushton, a speech by Ken Livingston.
The sort of day-to-day life that you lead is pretty awful in this committee meetings. Too much drink around and too many boring people.
Ken Livingston, newts at 10, down at 10.
Graham Garden, here's a good one for you. Speech by Derek Jameson.
I'm very old-fashioned and I'm still very shy about all these naked girls.
But somebody has to put the records on for me.
Tim, here's another one for you. This time it's Tony Benn.
We want a leadership more like a wheel.
A wheel twat like me.
Sorry, Tone.
Barry, the last one comes from Terry Wogan.
I'll pay you any money to have that destroyed.
It's been sitting on my head for 18 months now.
Right, we go on to a round now called Word for Word. One member of a team says a word and his partner must say a word totally unconnected with the first and so on. And the other team may challenge and try to prove a connection. Barry, will you start us off with a word?
Oleaginous.
Luggage.
Belt. Heliotrope. Spur. Bicycle. Weather vane.
Spoke.
Wilt. Puncture. Brass. Monkey. I don't think anybody noticed. Wheelbase.
Challenge.
There is a connection between monkey and wheelbase, but I can't remember what it is.
There was also a sound there that sounded like a wheelbase being hit.
I didn't hear it.
Right. Okay. About 3:15, Hunt.
Right, you carry on.
Glue.
Will you take up the game, Tim, now, with a word?
Shall I do glue again?
Why not?
I'm sorry I haven't a glue.
No, glue. Pantaloon.
Pomegranate.
Dromedary.
Stoat.
Punk.
Mace.
Rubbish.
Deciduous.
Trousers.
Challenge from Barry Cryer.
Deciduous trousers.
Yeah, I thought that.
Yes, worn by Woodman.
They always drop off in the winter.
Carry on, Barry.
Oh.
Go on, then. You got a point.
Fern. Platoon. Milk. Wood. Bustle.
Challenge there from
Wood
Willie.
Wood and bustle.
A wooden bustle.
Oh, yes.
Great music hall act.
Yep.
Did you mean, you meant wooden bustle?
Wooden bustle.
Yeah, Teddy Wood and Fred Bustle. Yeah.
Tricks of the
my time.
No, you're thinking of Corset and Walters.
What game? Brass and Monkey, that's one of them.
I've forgotten which game we were playing. Whichever it was, carry on, Willie Rushton.
All right. Vestibule.
Coat hanger.
Clock.
Curtain.
Withers.
Spoon.
Trent.
Challenge from Graham Gardner.
Yeah, Jimmy Witherspoon.
Excellent.
That's correct, yes.
Yes.
Yeah. Fine blues singer there.
Yeah.
You sing blue again in the old days. Okay.
You remember the old days, don't you, Humphrey?
No.
Let's go on to the next game. Oh! Tell you what, it's time now. I've just looked at my watch. It's time for Samantha and myself to nip out for a second while the teams announce the late arrivals at the Gardener's Ball. Will you start?
A second
anybody?
What?
What?
You say you're nipping out for a second. I just wonder what a second what? What has he done?
Lucky to manage it first.
We haven't witnessed the first one. I mean, it isn't fair.
Private life is my own.
Be honest, that's why he's gone deaf.
We've actually popped out to erase all the scores that have been earned so far, so we're both starting from scratch. Tim, you start then.
Oh, look, here come a load of Sun journalists. That should help the roses.
Yeah, oh, look, the Dendrons and their daughter Thora. Oh, Rhoda couldn't come.
Patrick Mower and Hover Gardner.
Patrick Mower's brother, Lawn Mower.
Yes. Graham Garden.
Yes. And Al Optment.
There's Henry Sprinkler.
And his man, Ewer.
Oh, look over there. Who is that backing into the limelight murmuring, hello, good evening and welcome? Oh, it's just what we don't need, an early frost.
He's talking to Hedge Gutteridge, who's just been showing his privets.
Who's that over there? Oh, Hyacinth.
Russell Sprout and his collie, Flower. And his other dog, Daisy. He's been spayed. By himself, Daisy pulled it off. Dog called Daisy, that's a non sequitur.
Welcome, please, for Archbishop Runcie, who is here with some little device to spray on lettuces. Let us pray. Sandy Soil's here with Pete.
There's George.
Sandy Ryan. Sorry.
That was all right. No,
no, no, carry on.
Yeah, there's George Bush.
Let's make it one for the Dibber.
Hello, there's Mr. and Mrs. Pussgrass.
And their daughter Pam Pussgrass.
Mr. and Mrs. Cobean and their son Harry Cobean.
Thought he came with me. Ian Parsley.
Here come the stars. I'm sorry, I'll weed that again.
Stars?
Well, they were then.
Nat King Coleslaw.
The only way to stop Barry Cryer running away with the score is to say that's all for this week. Join us again next week. From all of us, goodbye.
Tim Brooktaylor, Barry Cryer, Graham Gardner and Willie Rushton were being given silly things to do by Humphrey Littleton, with Colin Sell setting some of them to music. The programme was produced by Paul Spencer.